We know virtually right now everything is going on when it comes to the Falcons. I like what Dan Quinn is doing. He's telling people, the players that he's trying to teach, Domino, he's telling them, do not turn off your cameras. I want to make sure you're engaged.
Yeah, that's good news, bad news, because there's a couple of things that Dan Quinn might see that he goes, oh, God, did we make a mistake with this guy?
Well, hopefully he's not saying that already for the third-round draft choice, Matt Hennessy out of Temple. He joins us right now on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Matt, virtually we are welcoming you to Atlanta. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So we kind of heard your name for 2 to 3 weeks prior to the draft as far as being linked to the Falcons. I would imagine you kind of heard the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Had a decent idea because I just kept in contact with them throughout the pre-draft process.
Matt, I was told to ask, how quickly were you sort of done with your core curriculum for your degree? Like, you didn't really waste much time in a classroom, it sounds like.
No, got done in 3.5, but that last semester there only took 2 classes.
Conscious decision when you went in to really get as much done as quick as possible?
Yeah, for sure. I enrolled not early in the spring of my senior high school, but a summer session early. So I was able to get a class ahead, and then every summer session took an extra class and was able to get ahead.
So what's it been like for you so far? We talk about the virtual now reality of the NFL. Since you've been drafted, take us through the day-to-day process for you as far as talking to the organization.
Yeah, so pretty early on, it was just getting acclimated and getting to know everybody within the organization. That was like Saturday. And then pretty much once Sunday hit, we started just logistically working everything out as far as getting organized for meetings and then hit the ground running this week.
Now, your older brother was a long snapper for the Jets, so some NFL experience in your family. Do you lean on him at all as far as what you could be seeing on the field? Because there's no real way to prepare for it until you're actually out there.
Yeah, certainly. Like you said, a lot of it will just come through application of the concepts I learned in the classroom and putting it out in the field. But as far as getting a little bit of insight into the NFL, my brother's been able to help.
What really jumped off the film? When the Falcons and anybody else who really might be interested in you, what do you think actually jumped off the video that they watched?
Like regarding my play?
Yeah.
I think probably athleticism, like second level blocking, getting people reached at the first level, getting out on screens. I thought that was like a skill set they saw and probably thought that it fit well with what they do.
Matt Hennessy is with us, third round draft choice of the Falcons on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line here on the Fan.
It sounds like you've got a humility and maybe you're too humble to answer this. What were you doing to some high school kids in your high school career? I'd imagine there had to be a little bit of uncle.
Sorry, what was that?
Your high school career, I'm assuming you were throwing some people around. I'm sure at times it didn't seem very fair what you were doing to high school kids.
Oh, well, it's funny to ask because I actually, in high school, I kind of developed pretty well. I went to Don Bosco Prep, a big football high school up in North Jersey, and played some national opponents, but was an undersized guy, just kind of recruited by some D1AA schools up in the Northeast, and then eventually recruited by Temple at a recruiting camp by Coach Matt Rule, actually. But yeah, high school, like decent player, got to match up with some pretty good defensive linemen as well, just because of where I was playing. So got to play Nick Bosa. He was down at St. Thomas Aquinas in Florida at the time. Got to play Rashawn Gary. He was at Paramus Catholic. So got to see some of the best D linemen back then.
So it prepared you, I guess, in a way for the NFL. Now, Matt Hennessy is with us, third round draft choice. You're projected, as you know, to be a guard, future center of this team if everything works out the way it did. You were a tackle in high school, so the athleticism is obviously there, and I got to believe you think that it's going to help you jump into the next level.
Yeah, I really think so. So I was playing tackle in high school, and like was a decent high school tackle, but kind of lacked like the measurements to do it at the college level and then the NFL level. So like when Coach Will found me at the recruiting camp, he was like, hey, I know you're playing tackle now, but you have really what we look for in a center, actually. So day one at Temple, I bumped down to center and played back for 4 years there.
Can you explain to everybody why offensive linemen, really as much as any other position, need to be on the field as a full unit? Because everybody's got to learn to dance, not only the playbook and what you're supposed to be doing, but there is a dance involved that really does take some time to establish, does it not?
Yeah, certainly. A lot of it involves timing, communication, and just overall chemistry that really comes through reps. So obviously we're going to take advantage of this time doing everything we can to build that chemistry. But at the same time, when we do eventually get on the field, every rep is going to be even more important than it already would have been.
Not that there's going to be a quiz, but what did you do any research on the Atlanta Falcons? What did you know about the Falcons coming in as an organization? And what do you actually do to get yourself a little bit more prepared, knowing that at some point, whether it's us in the media or you're going to be in front of people, what is it you wanted to know about the organization that went a little bit beyond you being drafted by them?
Yeah, so throughout the pre-draft process, did a little bit of research into the people I'd be meeting with, really, just to get some preparation. And then I was fortunate enough to actually – I've had two teammates come in and out of that offensive line room in the past few years. So they had some experience with the guys in there, with the higher-ups of the organization, and with the offensive line coach. So got a little bit of insight into that. And then just have had a bunch of other people I know in the football world cross paths with Coach Quinn. So got a little insight into like his philosophy as a head coach.
Matt Hennessy with us, third-round pick of the Falcons. Jeff Collins at Georgia Tech, some members of his staff. I know that you crossed paths with them at Temple. He had some really good things to say about you on with our morning show a couple of days ago. So that relationship has got to help coming into town as well, I would think.
Yeah, for sure. I'll definitely lean on them. They're an excellent resource. It was actually funny when I got drafted, those are the first guys I heard from saying, welcome to Atlanta. I've kept extremely close with everybody in that organization as well since their days at Temple. So excited to be reunited with those guys as well when I get down there.
Where are you working out these days, and what does your workout actually consist of? I know they can send you stuff, or I don't know, there are rules the NFL has which seem a little bit ridiculous at this point. But where are you working out, and what is it you're actually doing?
Yeah, so I'm still working off a program from one of my college strength coaches that I've been doing in the meantime. But fortunately, one of my friends up in New York where I live has a garage gym set up. So I've been able to have all the resources I need there and been able to continue to work out.
Hold on. So old school garage gym, like the kind of thing that us guys who were around in the 80s, if you open up that garage door, we kind of freak out. This is kind of awesome type garage gym.
Yeah, for sure. Like super bare bones, all iron, no frills, really. So it's an awesome place to work out.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Still got to pump that iron, man.
Hey, what about your weight? What's the conversation about what you want to walk into camp at?
Yeah, so we've just kind of gotten into the early stages of discussing that and figuring that out. But I'm weighing around 310 right now, so we'll probably hang around there going into camp.
Tough adjustment for you switching back and forth from guard to center?
No, not really. The interior three, when you get to know one of them, the other is going to become a little bit easier. So, especially having played center before all of them, you have to know what everybody's doing anyway. So it should be pretty easy to swing around and be able to play all three interior positions.
Do you have any idea where you're going to be living when you get down here? Is that stuff all part of the process that you talked to the team about?
Yeah, we're again, that's another thing we're kind of figuring out as this week goes on. Perhaps getting down there at some point in the summer before camp to get acclimated. So not sure where I'm going to be living yet, but hoping to get down there sometime, maybe in June.
Do you know about the facility they actually have at the facility itself where you guys actually dorm and live?
No, I don't know much about it yet.
Yeah, there's a place, I guess, during two-a-days, although there aren't necessarily two-a-days any longer. During training camp, you could stay in the back.
Now,
I don't know if you could stay in those condos during the season, but perhaps you can make that pitch to Mr. Blank. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Matt, congratulations. Looking forward to meeting you when you come to town. Keep pumping that iron, and we'll see you when we see you.
Please, just be a really good player. Please.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt. Matt Hennessy, third-round draft choice of the Falcons. Now, having played a little ball in my day, I know that...
I'm shocked you didn't bring that up, Dave.
You have to be more athletic. You have to be more athletic. You have to be smarter to play center, but you have to be more athletic to play guard. There is kind of a difference between the two, but it sounds like he's a very good athlete, having played tackle in high school.